In the real world, if you want to get to the top, you've got to know how to play the game. Sure, you'd like to think that people are promoted based on their abilities and their talent. And sometimes they are. But if you're like me and you've worked for a big company, you know that there's another piece to this puzzle. And it's called office politics. I know what you're thinking. Aren't we more evolved than having to play political games to get where we want to? Sorry. The office is the modern jungle and it's survival of the fittest. But since you have a conscience, I'm going to tell you how to play in a way that is respectful while still moving you in the direction you want to go. To the top. You see, in office politics, you can play nicely or you can play like Machiavelli. But if you want to go home at night feeling good about yourself, it's better to play nicely. Here's my advice to you for how to succeed at office politics without becoming a backstabber. Don't keep your head in the sand. Office politics is a reality, and it's better to participate than to pretend it doesn't exist. But remember, keep it positive. If you're respectful to your colleagues and everyone likes you, you're less likely to get stabbed in the back. Develop good relationships with your coworkers. You never know when you will need someone on your side. Do nice things for people when the opportunity comes up. Be supportive of your coworkers, and they support you. Also, develop good relationships with higher-ups. Seek their advice. They'll appreciate your desire to grow as an employee. If possible, find a mentor, a more experienced colleague who can offer you valuable advice. He or she can also advocate for you when you are being considered for a promotion. Notice how things get done. Think about the values of the company and gain an understanding of the culture of the organization. If you show that you like the way the company works, your boss and your boss's bosses will be happier to make you an important part of it. Also, get to know your coworkers. If you seek to understand your coworkers, you may avoid potential disagreements. Top managers know that the key to management is being a good listener and taking the time to understand the needs of the people around them. No matter how much you don't like someone, don't let your anger or annoyance show. Don't humiliate them, attack them, or insult them. What goes around comes around. Your personal attack may seem justified, but by doing this, you will gain an enemy for later. Update your skills to be relevant to the company's plans and initiatives. This will make you a value to the company and will open doors to more opportunities and responsibilities. This advice may seem straightforward, but you would be surprised at how many people think office politics is more about manipulation than respect. But I don't think it has to be. Just remember, for any situation, you have the ability to choose how you will react, and the choice you make now could have important repercussions later. Behave wisely. This is your career we're talking about. It isn't the jungle.